Welcome back for hour number three of Free Talk Live. It is your show, your number, 800-259-9231. Take over the airwaves, make it yours. It is freedom. I am Gardner, filling in for Ian, and she is...
Julia.
Filling in for Mark. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free number. Get in touch with us. We've been having a very busy night tonight with a lot of things being pushed back that are immediate issues on the national front and some philosophical things, which I know is great for Free Talk Live. It's one of the things I like to compliment Ian and Mark on, to leave a preposition hanging out there, like something you don't even want to have on TV because you'd be fine. But it's one of the things that I really love about this program is that at Free Talk Live, they talk about current events, but they also will take an opportunity to talk about the philosophy that underlies those things and come up with some solutions to say, hey, maybe this would be better. And those solutions are peaceful solutions, the market solutions.
What's also really great about it is it gives, since Free Talk Live gives listeners the opportunity to call in, it gets a debate going, a conversation. Yeah. So there's constantly new ideas being passed around. I just love Free Talk
and
Live.
And if you want to participate a little bit more, get over to freetalklive.com. Now, over at the website, you'll see some of the amazing things that they have there, including the Free Talk Live Wiki, which has, I don't even know how many thousands, like 800,000 entries in it.
Well, it's not quite that much, but it is a really neat little feature.
It's great, and it's controlled by you. It's controlled by you online. Sign up for the BBS, where you can participate with other lovers of freedom. And, of course, if you're a woman, head over to the shrine and see that you are not alone. It's the shrine of female Free Talk Live libertarians, and it's great.
I really like the shrine. It's one of my favorite features.
Julia, you got a great picture over there.
Thank you.
It's really nice. Sort of a natural setting with some water behind you and some trees. And it's a very, very nice shot.
Yeah.
And there's one picture of a woman that I find fascinating. She's got a big stack of all these books like Human Action by Von Mises and all these other things.
Right.
And the women are all universally very attractive in the pictures. They picked great shots. So head over to the shrine. And guys, yeah, I know you're going to go there. I don't even have to mention. But especially if you're a woman, check it out and send in your picture. Show people that you support Free Talk Live. And also, if you get an opportunity, sign up for the AMP program. The AMP program is something that has helped Ian and Mark expand the show and get them on more stations. And it is a terrific idea. It's very
tonight,
limited.
The reason they're gone is because they're at a talk radio convention. Very important. Good for getting stations and such. Yeah. And they would not be there tonight if it were not for the AMP program.
It's $3 a month. It's a very low amount of money. You can get over there and check it out. It's the AMP. You can go to the website. Just click on the AMP icon and check it out. Also, if you want to go to eBay through Free Talk Live.
Amazon.
Oh, Amazon, that's right.
They're very similar.
Yeah, go to Amazon.com through Free Talk Live as well. And anything that you buy through Amazon that you do through Free Talk Live will get a certain cut of it. And that, of course, helps them to expand the show as well. So
that's right.
That's an absolutely great idea. And, of course, if you get an opportunity, sign up for the BBS. And you can see all the great products that the Free Talk Live website offers. And some of them are really cool. They have the Data Stick, which is also an MP3 player.
I ordered one of those. I can't wait for it to come in.
And they have the Free Talk Live logo on them, which is great. Bumper stickers, all sorts of great stuff. T-shirts. And if you're a woman, you may want to get your Free Talk Live T-shirt. And then take your picture for the shrine. Send it in with a sign that says, Free Talk Live rocks my socks. That's what I go for. And, of course, I have no vested interest in this in any way as, you know, a heterosexual guy looking for even more pictures of gorgeous women. Actually, I think the pictures up there right now are sufficient. 800-259-9231. I'm Gardner. She is...
Julia.
And we are filling in for Ian and Mark. Okay, now let's get back to the phones and the fun where it's your show. You take over. Let's go to Josh in Texas. Josh, thanks for joining the program. How are you?
Good. Well, I was just calling because I've just started watching the show like 3 days ago. I've been pretty intrigued.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, in the libertarian, like, in that type of government, well, it's no government, but how would you enforce, like, if somebody murdered someone, like, how would you enforce that?
Well,
like,
there are
what would you do?
There are different kinds, I guess, types of libertarians. A lot of libertarians are small government libertarians. Their basis, I guess their philosophy is that you should not be punished if you don't hurt somebody else. If you've murdered somebody, you've hurt somebody else. So they would be punished.
And that's a small government libertarian.
Right.
In the anarchist or free market sense, as Ian would like to say, the way we look at it, Josh, is this. Pretty much anything you want government to do, you can do yourself. And
yes.
If there is not enough incentive in the private market to hire somebody to do that which you can't do yourself for the various services that everybody can provide, whether it's food services, clothing, doctoring, or even protective services, what you realize is if there weren't enough people in the private market to keep a business supported, there's certainly no rational moral justification for forcing someone to pay for it when he wouldn't have paid for it in the first place. So what we have is the possibility of, let's say, allowing for a private marketplace to provide police services, which gets us to your point. You've already gone past all these things, but for those people who are, you know, sort of getting into these thought processes, we'll let them catch up to that and get to this point. So you say, okay, Gard, let's say that there is no moral justification for taking someone's private property to pay for the police force, which is supposed to take his to protect his private property. Because you've got an inconsistency there. The two are inconsistent. How do you allow for private police forces without those police forces being used by, say, the richest, the most powerful person to prey on other people? And what you generally see, and in fact, you can go to the Von Mises website. If you go to Mises.org and put in my name, Goldsmith, there's a big piece called Beautiful Chaos. And I wrote this basically an abstract article on the supposition that marketplaces can provide for private security and all sorts of things. And what you see is, you see that those people who enter into the police force business, they want to get as many clients as they possibly can. Now, people will recognize that it's in their best interest, if they want their private property protected, they want to get police forces that are honest police forces, and there are going to be other police forces that sprout up in other areas.
Yeah, and so there's going to be competition, and so you're going to get better police forces.
Right, but in addition to that, you're also going to get the people hiring those police forces will want to have justice systems that will allow them to visit those areas that have other police forces. They're going to have to be reciprocal. They'll have to work with each other. And if you have a dishonest police force, the people in the honest zone won't want to work with them. Now, some people can say, well, what about ganglandism and gangsterism? What if you get the most powerful force? Well, generally, what ends up happening is people will recognize that they don't want to get involved with military conflicts with each other if they can do something more cheaply and benefit from it, which is free market exchange. The Kellogg's doesn't go to battle with General Mills in the marketplace for cereals. You know, they compete with each other for the consumer's dollar. So also, in addition to that, justice systems have to be, they're very, very complex, and they have to be well organized with each other, so that, as I said, if you have a justice system where you want to make sure that people traveling in one area can also travel in another area, you'll want to make sure that those justice systems, say, for example, the judges and juries and things like that, will handle people and, say, deport someone to another area. They all have to be interlocking and work in the free market system. So the minute one of the players starts to act in an aggressive manner, all the other players will ostracize him, and they won't want to participate with him. Now, some people can say, I still worry about it. It's up to you, but it's a start for the thought process anyway.
Right. My recommendation for you, Josh, would be to keep listening to Free Talk Live, and I think it will come together more for you.
Well, I've listened to a lot of the past episodes.
Right.
By now. And, well, also, wouldn't there have to be some type of legislator, though, to determine what taking someone's private property would be, or, like, hurting someone?
Well, that would be according to the people who sign on to the particular private society. All those people who join up would, a priori, prior to the fact of signing on, know what the penalties would be, and they would agree to the penalties that would be outlined if they broke the rules. It would be a contractual thing. Hey, listen, we're just up against...
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, you got it. We'll talk more about this. The number, toll-free, it's the SACL CAI line. It's 800-259-9231. I'm Gardner.
And Julia.
And we'll return at Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
It's the SACL CAI toll-free line at Free Talk Live. Go to freetalklive.com to find out more about the program, where you can find so much more than what is available on all those pay sites on other talk radio programs that are nationally heard. You can get, what, about a year's worth of material in their sound archives, and it's all free. And we hope you'll head on over there. It's freetalklive.com. Check it out. I am Gardner.
And this is Julia.
And we are filling in for Ian and Mark. And hey, want to ask you a question. Pop quiz. What do Washington politics and libertarianism have in common? Answer?
Nothing.
You got it. But the Prometheus Institute readpi.com, is looking to change that by implementing practical and innovative solutions to today's most pressing policy issues. You can visit readpi.com today. Check it out. Go there. It's the Prometheus Institute at readpi.com. And start talking a little bit more about implementing the ideas that you consider for changing the oppressive nature of government. Julia, thanks a lot for sticking around. This is great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I wanted to do something before we go on to any more calls, because we had a call just before the break, and we'll remind you about a couple of the things we've been discussing. One of the issues we want to get to shortly has to do with Vermont and the issue of secession. We will get to that. I want to telegraph that to you early on. But we had a call from Josh in Texas, who was talking to us a little bit about private police forces. And one of the things that is interesting, and I'll just bring this up to you, is he asked a question about, you know, how is it you could have private protection forces so that people are not forced to give up their money to the state for the very entity that's supposed to be protecting their money against incursions by others.
Right.
And so I pulled up my piece over at Mises. I don't want this to be like some sort of promotional thing, but it was easy for me to allow for quick reference. And here's a little something that I wrote. It's all sort of annotated. And basically, here's the deal. First, you have to acknowledge that government police forces rarely stop crimes. More crimes are stopped today by private citizens brandishing their own weapons than by police, and that is always going to be the case.
Well, if you think about it, the police is the cleanup crew. Yeah. They do not prevent people from getting murdered. They do not prevent people from getting robbed. When somebody is murdered or robbed and the police are called, they show up, they take a few notes, and they sort of clean things up. In fact, in situations like Columbine, and I believe the Virginia Tech shootings as well, the police actually waited outside until the shooting stopped. So they weren't protecting anybody.
That's right. That's right. And it's by their nature. They can't be everywhere.
Well, they don't have to protect you.
Exactly.
They're getting a paycheck no matter what.
In fact, there have been court cases that have shown that the police, even though they say to protect and serve, they don't have to protect. The judges have ruled that.
And I got to say, and I'm sure most of you can relate out there, when I get pulled over, which doesn't happen often, but when I see blue lights behind me when I'm driving down the road, I don't feel protected and I don't feel served. In fact, my heart starts racing even if I'm not doing anything wrong.
Because you know your private property is being threatened.
Exactly.
For something that you didn't even know. And they can make up all sorts of reasons.
Oh, yes, they can.
And, of course, now, criticizing the government paradigm is only half of what we need to do here. We need to be able to promote the market paradigm
right.
Superior to it. So, okay, so you know that it has a moral problem behind it, and also mixed in is the practical problem of how much do you pay, is everybody going to be satisfied, what's going to happen. So the provision of protection by armed or potentially physically injurious forces, let's talk about how you can do that privately. And I'll just read to you from the piece. The alternative comes in the form of private police forces working for private communities, forces subject to the demands of the market, forces that must answer to customers with honesty and efficiency. Just like any other service provider, those offering protection to potential customers would have reputations to uphold. They would have to do their jobs well and cheaply, answering to their clients, just like so many protective forces do for private businesses now.
Right. I was just thinking of if you live in a gated community, you have private security guards that drive around. And,
exactly.
And they don't pull you over unless you're some sort of a suspicious vehicle and harass you like the police do.
Because the people living there would say, hey, wait a minute.
Yeah.
We've got to change the rules here. You guys aren't supposed to be harassing the people who are coming to visit.
Right.
Me.
They'd get fired.
We need the balance. Exactly. And but, of course, the imaginative listener is going to say, but what if you had private community against private community? Okay, so one might ask, what if their clients are interested in preying upon their poorer neighbors and hire the police force to invade and plunder? Meanwhile, the poorer neighbor does not have the financial wherewithal to hire a strong enough police force to fight back. Couldn't ganglandism ensue, wherein the richest hire the strongest force to steal from those who cannot compete? This is highly unlikely for numerous reasons. History has shown that warfare is extremely expensive. Warfare states cannot sustain themselves against the forces of the market. In a market-governing society comprised of many private communities, the very existence of the market communities would imply the understanding of this fact about war versus peaceful market exchange. The freer and more peaceful the community, the more prosperous it is, and the more it has to spend on its own defense. So, for example, take a look back at the United States and the USSR. The U.S., with its relatively free market structure, was able to fund a military that surpassed that of the USSR in almost every regard. The USSR imploded after trying to invade nation after nation, all in an effort to keep its war machine funded. Admittedly, what one is painting is a picture of a stateless society that provides, when one is trying to paint a picture of a stateless society providing for its own defense, the United States is not a perfectly analogous system, because we have tax money that's forcibly taken from the freer system in order to pay for the defense forces that would defend us against the USSR. But, in general, the higher prosperity of market-driven societies can not only outpace warlike societies in provision of food, clothing, and leisure opportunities, it can also surpass the warlike societies in the provision of defense forces to ensure the peace. And one more point. Market structures that successfully provide goods and services, even services such as police protection and adjudication, require extraordinary degrees of sophisticated coordination that arise in response to consumer demand. In order to offer protection services to any community of any size, a private police force would be required by the consumers to show that it could and would coordinate with and be accepted by the police and justice systems of other communities. Not only would these other community forces promise to remain peaceful, they would all work together to create emergency defense unions to repel any market participant who turns rogue and engages in aggressive activities. And also, as you and I have noted before, Julia, in private conversation, the greatest thing about the market is it provides these services for lesser and lesser price, a lower and lower price, so the poorer people can afford getting
things. That's right.
So they had to rely on other people getting for them in the past.
And, if, for example, if you had private fire protection and private police force and you had a like user fees situation,
yeah,
you wouldn't have, like right now, which most, I believe it's 92%, Mark always uses that number, of fire stations right now are voluntary. Mm. But for the ones that you pay for, I don't use the fire service ever. So if for some reason I had to use the fire service, I could afford to pay for it with all the money I've saved.
Absolutely. Greater prosperity, greater extra money left over to allow for even more investment in private market exchange.
Yep, people would be able to pick and choose which services they wanted.
It's a brilliant idea. Freedom. Okay, we will return. You take over the airwaves at Free Talk Live. Call us at 800-259-9231. I'm Gardner.
And Julia.
We'll return in a moment. Free Talk Live.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Tired of looking at those same old kitchen cabinets? Now you can update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of total remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and ask about our special financing terms. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So call now for a great new look for your kitchen. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limit. limited warranty details. Isn't it time to give your kitchen a whole new look? Call 1-800-300-8069. Ask about our special financing terms. Don't wait any longer to make your kitchen cabinets like new with Sears Custom Cabinet Refacing. Call today at 1-800-300-8069.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-497-5991. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-497-5991. 1-800-497-5991. That's 1-800-497-5991.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing, they're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Rolling along on Free Talk Live, the toll-free line, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I'm Gardner with
Julia.
And we're filling in for Ian and Mark tonight on Free Talk Live. Go to freetalklive.com. FTL continues this Friday night. I hope you're having a great one. And we, of course, in New Hampshire, the Live Free or Die State, the Granite State, are hoping that more people will join us and get involved with the Free State Project, and so many other the other things that are so important to us for the freedom movement.
And you need to know that the Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us today. We'll find liberty together.
Yeah, the Leadership Caucus, they are terrific. The Liberty Caucus is great. I love what those guys do, and they've been very active in New Hampshire. We were just talking a little bit. I want to take a little stray moment to thank everybody who's been participating here in New Hampshire to try to stop the growth of government and actually roll it back in some cases. And we were able to beat the seatbelt law. We were talking about these ridiculous public service announcements that are paid for with your tax dollars from the Ad Council. Ooh, love the Ad Council.
Yeah.
Now, they're going to have one about Paris Hilton soon. Watch out. Paris Hilton is out there, and she will get you. But they have these ads for seatbelts, and they produce these ads before New Hampshire once again rejected the seatbelt, mandatory
That's right.
seatbelt law. So they say, in every state, everywhere, daytime or night,
we are watching you.
And we will ticket you. You know, it's like, wow, what kind of effects box do you have on that guy's voice? We will get you. So we're saying, no, sorry, we're in New Hampshire. Here's a little digit for you. I'm just raising it for your, it was the number one, but I did it in an unusual way. So 800-259-9231, toll free to get involved with the program. You take over, you make it your show, and we've got a couple calls. Want to get to them and let them take over. Let's go to Mac in Illinois, land of Lincoln. Oh, now let's go to John in Montana first. Okay, yeah, John's been waiting longer.
Sorry, John.
Sorry about that, Mac and John. Let's go to John in Montana. I skipped ahead. John, thanks a lot for sticking around. How are you, man?
Yeah, I haven't heard anything from anybody anywhere about this thing that kind of concerns me about Bush in the National Security Homeland Security Presidential Directive 51, and just basically gives him makes him a king, basically.
Actually, we talked about that a few weeks ago on Free Talk Live.
I'm glad you did. Yeah. What do you think? What do you think about it, John? And for those people who haven't heard about it, I'm sure many listeners to this show have been.
Do you want me to go through it?
We'll just talk briefly about
paraphrase.
It. Yeah.
Okay. The directive establishes under the Office of the President a new national coordinator whose job it is to make plans. Anyway.
Well, essentially, what it would do is the executive branch would coordinate all national security, whether or not Congress gave him permission. He would just do it. And the way they're getting away with this is it's a presidential executive order. And again, we've mentioned that the traditional, the constitutional view of executive orders is that they're supposed to be internal issuances by the president inside his department to, say, hire a new secretary or move somebody, a guard, from one end of the building to another or something like that, or order new paper or something. They're all internal White House workings. Congress, since basically Teddy Roosevelt's time, has allowed executive orders to become de facto law, and so Bush has issued an executive order that's pretty much almost a reaffirmation of a former executive order that was done under the Clinton administration, which gives the president the power to coordinate emergency services, like getting lasers on sharks. Can I get some freaking lasers on some sharks?
He can basically do anything he wants.
Yeah.
Which is to give one person that amount of power is the problem.
Yeah.
One person who's very power hungry. Not that any other politicians are less power hungry.
Not that he's maybe crazy, but anyway, that is not good. But this could happen. I mean, it could happen with anything. Anything could happen, and this could be set up, and could basically take over the whole country, and you'd be walking backwards with your underwear on your head.
It's gotten very little attention.
It really is scary stuff. It's frightening to think about.
Yeah, listen, thanks a lot for the call. I really appreciate you calling in, Josh. Really, really good to talk to you. And now let's go to Mac. He is an amper.
That's correct.
And he's over calling in from the land of Lincoln, Illinois. And I say that, of course, as a bit of a slight because I detest Abraham Lincoln, I'm sorry to say, Mac. But what can you do? You know, it's still called the land of Lincoln. Thanks for calling in, my friend. Thank you very much. How are you?
Hi, Gerd. Hi, Julia. Hi,
hello.
My name's Matt with a T.
Oh, Matt with a
sorry
T.
Sorry about that. That's my fault.
So
I just called in because I just got my Liberty cards, and I thought they were neat.
They are really neat.
Yeah, why don't you tell people about those?
Well, they're just little cards, and they give you a list of all the all kinds of libertarian organizations, most of which I already knew about.
Awesome.
And on the back is the smallest political quiz.
Awesome.
I've been giving them out mostly at work because that's where I do most of my socializing.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I found is that the Hispanics at work really seem interested in them.
Cool.
And I was wondering, I don't necessarily want to order any, but I was wondering if the creators of them do a Spanish version.
That's a really good idea.
You know, I'm not sure, but if you go to our BBS and check that out, the gentleman who made those up is on there. I believe his name is Corey.
Yeah, I actually was emailing him because I didn't feel right about, you know, getting them for free because I was an amper, but he's very insistent on that. He's good about that.
Well, it's a great deal, and it's not really for free, of course. You know, you're really helping out for the show and expanding it. It seems, you know, can I ask you something? Sorry to interrupt, Matt, but, within liberty-loving circles, within the classical liberal tradition, there are all sorts of different positions on the spectrum. There are people who are very militant, people who are nature lovers, people who are more intellectual, who come from the economic side or the political philosophy side, that sort of thing. And we were talking a little bit earlier about the Browns. And, you know, unfortunately, part of the calculus here is what effect could it have on the liberty movement if the Browns resist. Maybe it'll only be short term, maybe it will be long term. We don't know. But how do you feel as a person who approaches folks? They're not freaked out by you if they see these cards or anything like that. You seem like a very well-spoken, intelligent guy who is espousing a certain philosophy. You're not in people's faces. You probably pick the right times to give it to people or whatever. You joke around, you know, 9 times out of 10 with coworkers. You have serious conversations. What do you think could be the effect of something like an armed confrontation up at the Browns compound, as they so call it?
That's a tough question. It could go many, many different ways.
Yeah.
When the Waco events happened, my brother was actually more of a libertarian than I was at the time, and was very insistent that, you know, the government had done something very wrong here. And I was like, no, they were just protecting us. They were just, you know, trying to arrest these guys, and these guys went nuts.
That's what I thought at first, too.
So I kind of swallowed their propaganda.
Yeah.
And that's what's not that's what I think is going to be prevented here. I don't think they're going to be able to get out the propaganda. I don't think that I think that less and less people are swallowing the propaganda anymore. They're coming to understand that we've been manipulated by the media all this time.
Okay. Well,
at least I hope I'm right. It's the impression that I'm getting when I'm talking to people. And they do receive these cards very well, and they look at them and they show interest in them, and they're interested in, you know, liberty. And I like to use the government is force argument, and that was taught to me by Free Talk Live.
Yeah, and I'm so glad you're part of it. You know, Ian and Mark have allowed me to come in and participate, and I've gotten to know Julia because of it, and knowing a guy like you out there, Matt. You know, I wish you were here right now so we could go hang out and party with other Free Staters and people who love liberty. Keep up the good work. We got to take a break. We'll get to Nick in South Dakota, Mike in Montana, and Jerry in Nebraska, and you coming up soon. 800-259-9231 is the way to reach us. It's Free Talk Live. You take over the air with LG, me.
And Julia.
Her. We'll return at Free Talk Live.
Thanks, guys.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Get on the ground, mother... You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana. Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides, and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash, and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time. I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway, and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Rolling along on Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231 is the toll-free line, the SACL, C-A-I, toll-free line. I'm Gardner.
And Julia.
And we are filling in for Ian and Mark, who are away right now doing some work for Free Talk Live. And thanks to all the ampers out there, they can do this work. Don't forget to go to the Free Talk Live website, sign up for the AMP program, and help out. It's $3 a month, and you get all sorts of special perks. Also, sign up to the BBS, the bulletin board service over there. You can find great things at the Free Talk Live website, and we want to get as quickly as we can to the phones. Julia, why, my friends?
We have lots of phone calls on the air, so...
And very little of that temporal stuff. Okay, let's go now to Nick in South Dakota. Nick, hey, thanks for calling. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. How are you guys?
Great.
Excellent.
I'm calling because last night the guys were talking about a measure in a community right next to you guys that they kept trying to get passed over and over for, what, I think a building of a school. Are you familiar with this?
I am, yes.
Okay. Well, I'm calling because the same thing is happening in my community, and I thought I'd tell you what they're trying to do. It's just a middle school for 6th to 8th graders, and they're trying to build this. I think it's $15 million or something crazy, and they want to give the kids all laptops.
Oh yeah.
Like you went to college, and
the schools are the living embodiment in a way. They're metaphorical equivalent of Leviathan. You know,
right.
Thomas Hobbes' creation. It's just unbelievable. They spend so much money on these things, and it's all driven by the teachers' unions and the administration, and if you're at all against it, you're against kids. How can you be against that, you know?
Oh, yeah, of course. Oh, yeah. And the other funny thing is these schools supposedly have been outdated for 20 years.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, well, the day that it became outdated, shouldn't you guys start thinking of saving up maybe? You know, because how much money could they have in the bank after 20 years? Maybe they could just pay cash for it or something.
Yeah, yeah. And, of course, people who don't use the school system are forced to pay for it. And they all say, well, we all share the fruits of education. Oh, really? You mean that education, government education system that has been giving us poorer and poorer and poorer results for decades? We're all sharing the fruits of that wonderful entity equally? I'm sorry, I don't buy into that.
Yeah, and what are we down to, 39th in the world for education or something? That's crazy.
Pretty shameful for the amount of money we spend.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
that's what area in Nebraska, I mean, what area in Montana, are in South Dakota are you, Nick?
Just in Sioux Falls. It's just in the extreme southeast corner.
So in Sioux Falls.
Not in Sioux Falls, a small community just outside of Sioux Falls where I used to live.
Well, okay. Yeah, name the community for us.
Hartford.
Hartford, South Dakota. Hartford, South Dakota. So people can look this up because, you know, these small town stories are rampant and they're replicated everywhere. In my town, it's the same thing. The people on the school board, they're always the same. They got to get more money. And this is a great example. I think it's really good on a national show sometimes to take a personal story and allow other people to think about how it equates to something that they've experienced in their towns because it all has to do with freedom, man.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll tell you what, they just built a high school in the same community 5 years ago and were promised all sorts of things.
Yeah.
Like, for example, they were going to integrate the library. for the community into this high school. And what they ended up doing is building the library in the center of school and telling the community, you guys can't come in during school hours and during other, you know, activities and stuff. So now suddenly they made a promise of a library and you can't even access it half the time.
Unbelievable.
You know, so these people are burned out. I don't feel bad for these officials trying to build a school.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Sorry, Nick. We're really short on time. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, we got to run, Nick. Thanks a lot. We'll have to tell them the story about New Hampshire and how they're trying to destroy local control soon. Let's go to Mike in Montana. Hey, Mike. Thanks for calling Free Talk Live. How are you?
Thanks, you guys. Hey, just a quick question. I won't get on the school issue, but you guys are talking privatization.
Yeah.
And it seems like everybody either is on one side of that fence or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And I have studied this extensively. And some of it is good, some of it isn't. The problem you run into is, and I experience, I happen to work for a city up here in Kalispell.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem you run into is there's a lot of things that you can privatize, but there's also a lot that there's just no physical way of doing it. It's been tried.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is you end up with one person, and I'll give you examples. Sewage treatment plants, water treatment plants.
Yeah.
Governments run those. They can run them cheaper. In Montana, I work for the solid waste division.
Mm-hmm.
And in Montana, it's like a liquor license. They only put out two licenses because it's regulated under federal government.
Yeah, that's the problem. You don't have real privatization.
Well, exactly. And I don't see how in any possible way you could, because there's no possible way you can build 30 sewer plants or 100 sewer plants in one town owned by different companies. It's not going to happen.
Well,
if you in Idaho, they did that. They privatized one water plant. You know, and the government says, "Oh, we'll privatize it." They turned it. They sold the water to a private corporation. Yeah, first couple of years it was reasonable. Now they're paying $200-$300 a month for water because there's only one plant and one company that owns it. So you're still in a monopoly situation.
Is it a government granted monopoly? Because
no, they sold it outright. The company owns it outright.
Right,
but nothing you can do. I mean, they bought it, and sewer plants, water plants, solid waste divisions, the landfills. You can't just go dump garbage everywhere. You have landfills that have to be regulated, and under EPA regulations. And so what happens is, like communities, you know, they're not just. I mean, you guys wouldn't like 200 landfills where you live. You want one, or you want a transfer station that works accordingly, but yet you don't want that to get out of control, and yet you still want decent prices for your garbage pickup.
Mike, I have to say, I understand where you're coming from, but it is a difficult way to try to pick out privatization from it because it's not true privatization. And in some cases, what you've got is you have a situation where you have regulations that force things to be handled in a certain way, and you have a system that's already been set up by government. And you've gotten essentially one company locked into something which has already been arranged for it. So the entrance into the marketplace is difficult. So it's an advantage that's been granted to the private company by the prior existence of the government's programs. Julia?
I'd also like to point out that in Florida, where I come from originally, garbage service is provided only by the government. There is a county garbage service, and people in Florida cannot imagine garbage being picked up any other way. Now, here in Keene, there are several different garbage services. I was shocked. You contract your own garbage services. There are several different choices, or you could take it to the city dump. It's very affordable, and it's neat to watch them pick up the garbage because they function in such a different manner than the county. The county government workers did in Florida.
Yeah, it's interesting. When you have, you might have a different perspective on this, Mike, but one of the things is when you have prior barriers set up to entrance into the market because the government has already basically arranged an infrastructure that would give one company an advantage. Eventually, over time, there are some entrances, and I'll give you an example. It's not a completely analogous example, but the entrance of Sprint and MCI and things like that into the marketplace after AT&T, which was a government-supported monopoly, was split up. That is something that you can see these companies come in, and they are allowed to use some of the systems that AT&T brought on themselves – And AT&T didn't think that that was fair, that certain companies should be able to use the lines that they set up and set up their own lines and things like that. But in a way, you have to sort of work that out because AT&T had the advantage, you know, old Ma Bell had the advantage of having no competition when they set those up. So it's very difficult. I know we've got to move on, but I would like to. I don't know if you can tune in tomorrow night, but I'd like to participate a little more in this conversation. I don't know if you'll be around, my friend. You think you might?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can call and give you some, you know, different example. I mean, privatization works in areas, and then there are some areas it's just not possible, I don't believe, looking at the facts that I have and you know, places that have tried it and it failed drastically because of the cost factor.
All right,
but yeah, I will be around. Yeah, I'll give you guys a call again tomorrow night, and we can continue this conversation.
That sounds great. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
All right. Jerry in Nebraska wants to talk about the weather. You got about 30 seconds, Jerry.
Hello, how are you doing?
Excellent. Hey. You?
Good. Today is right now the temperature is 75 degrees.
Okay.
The high was 76.
Gotcha.
No rain. The wind was blowing west, southwest, 24 miles an hour.
Yeah, and the point?
And the low is 47.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. Great way to wrap up the show. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, we got one phone call left. It's Johnson in Connecticut. He wants to talk about the store.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Gardo, Julia, great job.
Thanks,
I just wanted to give you some inside scoop information about some of the products in the store. So while Ian and Mark are out, the multi-gadget, much talked about multi-gadget, there are a couple things. Julia, there was a feature that you were the one who inquired about this, and so I went and I found out that it supports different speed playback, sort of multi-speed playback, because it was also a voice recorder. So if you wanted to listen to something a little bit quicker, maybe you have a podcast you haven't caught up in a while and you want to listen to it at a high speed, you can do that.
That's really going to help me get through my Free Talk Live.
Yeah, so I just thought that's a cool feature to let people know about. Also, it's going to be, I know you were kind of opposed to the preloading, but I am going to be preloading these for people who want to share Free Talk Live with their family who maybe don't know, you know, as much about it, with a customized version of Firefox, the
Firefox
browser, so you can save your plugins and all that stuff.
Johnson, we got to run, but I like your thinking. It was great to talk to you. I hope you'll call back. Julia,
thank you.
You're welcome.
You got it. We'll talk to you again tomorrow night. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Dr.